Just tell me about the poem and how you think it's relevant to the project.
Yeah, the words are very meaningful, and I know that Peter wrote them for the victims of war and the consequences of war. But a particular part that stands out for me is the bit where both sides think that they are right. And in my own mental health and other people's that I've experienced, that there's a lot of conflict, and not only within ourselves, but sometimes with conflict with others. And it's about how learning about those conflicts and understanding how diverse we all are and have an understanding that can break down those barriers and that opens up better communication links with people. And so I could see how it matched in lots of ways.
So how would you sum up what this CD means for the project and for yourself?
Well, hopefully it could be something that breaks down the barriers. You know, here we have a group of people that want to do something for themselves, to push themselves out into the community, and it's one way of us expressing ourselves. You know, we're not hiding away, we're not ashamed of ourselves, we're very proactive, we are trying to engage with others, and so really it's given us a voice. And I think through the words of Peter Cushing, those words are sort of hopefully can get out there to sort of for us to connect a lot more.
Just tell us a bit about the Watch Project itself. How did the Watch Project develop and come about?
Well, it was originally a group of people with mental health issues. I set up with other members that had mental health issues some years back to have a support group called the Child Intentional Peer Support Group. And when we lost our services around here, unfortunately, we then decided to set up a project to bring other isolated groups of people together and call it the Watch Project, which is working all together in CHARD.
What do you mean by isolated people? Just explain to me the sort of people who come along to the project.
I've noticed over the years how many other isolated people there are. I mean, there's a lot of people coming from the rural areas that are either disabled, migrant workers, people with mental health, people with drug and alcohol issues, and the elderly, and that they're isolated and lonely, and sometimes coming into somewhere where there is activities being held and peer support, that we felt that it could hopefully break down barriers and also make friendships to help people move on.
Just explain what you mean by peer support.
Peer support is where a group of like-minded individuals support each other, and because they're looking to the same aim. So, for instance, peer support with mental health is that we'd all been through difficulties with mental health issues, and we were then able to share that in a group which helped us gain our confidence, and it was a way of being together and hopefully looking forward to a future instead of being so alone with it all.